For decades, Maine has had a bottle redemption system for soda, beer, and liquor bottles to encourage recycling and to prevent littering. Now, the Maine House has voted to expand the deposit law to include small liquor bottles, or NIPS. Mal Leary has more.
Representative Richard Campbell, a Republican from Orrington, lives near a local store and says he's surprised by the number of empty bottles and cans he finds scattered across his yard.
It's not so much litter, but it's the distance from picking it up at the store, depositing in oneself, and then throwing it out the window.
Campbell said he's been able to put away $450 in a savings account for his young grandson from the deposits on beer and soda containers he collects near the house. He's among those state lawmakers who support expanding the bottle deposit law to include NIPS, little bottles that hold less than 50 milliliters and have been growing in popularity. But because there's no deposit on them, they've been causing an emerging litter problem. Representative Jonathan Kinney, a Republican from Lymington, said he would rather use the more than $1 million cost to implement the legislation on other litter control strategies.
We have an overall problem with trash pollution. I believe a broader positive environmental effects could result from looking at other approaches to litter prevention.
Kinney says that creative advertising campaigns might be more effective in convincing people not to litter. Representative Christopher Babbage, a Democrat from Kennebunk, says the state also has a drinking problem, and he wishes the measure would discourage alcohol consumption, but acknowledges that it probably will not.
The bill before us, the motion before us, is not going to discourage purchase, much to my dismay, but it is environmentally sound, and it's a baby step in the right direction.
If given final approval, the NIPS bottles would join the long list of glass, metal, and plastic beverage containers that have been added to the bottle deposit law since it was first passed in 1978. Governor Paul LePage has not expressed an opinion on the legislation, but the support in the House shows that the measure may have the votes to withstand a veto. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.